From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Wherever you're listening across this, the greatest nation God ever blessed, we welcome you to this hour of the Todd Starnes radio program. Hello, I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd today, coming to you from Iowa's home for the Todd Starnes Show, my home base at News Talk 1540 KXEL in Waterloo and Cedar Rapids, Iowa. 50,000 watts of a clear channel signal scorching the Midwest with accurate news and reasonable views. Thanks again for being a part of the program. The phone number to use is 844-747-8868. Again, it's 844-747-8868. Jim, hold on the line. I want to talk to you, but we're going to do it a little later this hour because joining us now on the Liberty University Newsmaker line is Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia. Representative, hello. Thanks for taking the time. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. How are you today?
Hey, great. I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
All right, so you said you were going to do it, and now you have. You've submitted articles of impeachment against Joe Biden. Talk about the process in terms of how this works through the system and your thought process that went into the making this decision.
Well, my first week of Congress, we had an interesting week. Unfortunately, that attack happened on the Capitol that all of us have denounced and were against. But since that happened, we saw Nancy Pelosi and all the Democrats lead a witch hunt against President Trump once again. And by doing so, they've lowered the bar of impeachment to the basement, is how I keep describing it. And it's so sad that they have done that. But the real issue is we actually have a president of the United States now that is on record and is known to have abused his position of power when he was vice president of the United States by saying that he would withhold $1 billion of money just to get a prosecutor fired that was honing in on his son Hunter Biden and the corruption and business deals he was doing with the Ukrainian energy company. We also have Joe Biden, we know has played the same game helping Hunter Biden, and you know, he's supposedly the big guy involved with the Chinese oil company energy deals that Hunter was engaging in. So we know that we have a president that will abuse his position of power and do anything he can to help Hunter Biden and his corruption and scam business deals with foreign countries' energy companies. And don't forget, this is the same Hunter Biden that just took the contract away for the Keystone Pipeline to hurt American energy companies, oil companies. And this is the same Joe Biden as president that wants to pass the Green New Deal and pass net zero carbon emissions by 2050. So while he will do anything he can to help his son and his family benefit from, business scams, he's also hurting the American people in the same way. So we have to impeach Joe Biden. He is a danger to America. He's a danger for the American people, and he's easily bought off. And so that's why I introduced these articles of impeachment.
Because, again, the key issue here is if he is beholden to a foreign power, this is the same thing we've heard for the last 5 years. If the president is beholden to a foreign power, that could have dangerous implications for the United States of America and the security of its citizens.
Absolutely. And it clearly is that way. He is already helping China. Chinese oil, Chinese energy companies, by his policies, and know he's fully engaged with his son Hunter, and he's corrupted. He is easily bought off. So yeah, he's beholden to foreign countries based on these type of business scams, and it's clear and evident. And it is a danger to our society and our country. And here's the thing, though: for too long, Republicans have played it safe, and for too long Republicans have tried to follow the same playbook, being respectful to Democrats and being fair with them. But that day is gone, and the American people are screaming for that day to be gone. They want Republicans to stand up and fight back for them. And so even though we're in the minority, that is exactly what I'm doing. This is the whole reason I ran for Congress. And so I'm very happy to introduce these articles of impeachment.
Speaking with Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia live on the Todd Starnes radio program Coast to Coast, Jeff Stein filling in for Todd on this Friday. Now, I know that Nancy Pelosi is going to treat your piece of legislation with the utmost seriousness and put it on the fast track for consideration, or not so much, right? So this is probably going to go nowhere. How far can you push this realistically, given all of the deck that's stacked against you on it?
Well, I think I can push it as long as the people help me push it. And so that's why we have people all over the country are calling into their representatives' offices. They're asking their representatives to get on board with this to help push these articles of impeachment. Nancy Pelosi, I call it the House of Hypocrites, and she is definitely the Speaker of the Hypocrites. So while she'll be walking over these articles of impeachment, handing them into the Senate next week, it'll be ironic to see what her language is on these articles of impeachment on Joe Biden, you know, because she doesn't care. She doesn't care to be the hypocrite. She's fine with it. So we need Republicans to get on board. We need people from, you know, Republican voters or people that are fed up with the Republicans, Trump voters, Patriot voters, people who love our country, to get engaged, message, call your representative, email their office, put it on social media. Let's get the ball rolling. Don't let them bury this in committee, and don't let them call it to the floor and just get rid of it. Let's make it an issue and let it be known.
There's an interesting parallel, obviously, that you're aware of, which is that there were impeachment articles introduced against President Trump immediately. I would suggest the difference between that 4 years ago and now is that you've actually got the person, the subject of the articles, admitting to the corruption and being pretty jocular and happy about it. That's a big difference from 4 years ago, which was a no-account witch hunt.
Oh, absolutely, Jeff. I wouldn't have done this if there wasn't real evidence there. And just as you mentioned, it's Joe Biden himself on video, on record, saying that he called and said he'd hold back $1 billion. I mean, he literally said it himself and admitted it. This is absolutely why I'm doing it. There's real evidence there. It's completely different than what Al Green did, right into literally the first day of President Trump's presidency. They had nothing. It was a witch hunt from the beginning. But this is a completely different story. And so we have to be bold. We have to have courage, and we got to stand up and fight for the American people.
I have to tell you, I have great respect for you wearing these face masks with certain messages on them. I mean, I have a feeling that there are a lot of Americans who look at that and say, this is exactly what I wish I had the guts to do. How has the reaction been to messages that include the name of President 45 on them? Kind of looks do you get on Capitol Hill with that?
they weren't too happy about my Trump 1 mask that I wore. But that's the truth. I fully believe he did win. And so we have a serious problem with our integrity of our elections. But yeah, no, these masks, here's the story. I'm 46 years old. I'm healthy. I trust my immune system. If I were to catch COVID-19, and God forbid, I don't want anybody to catch it, and I don't want anybody to die from it. But I don't believe in mask mandates and forcing people to wear masks. And since Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the Hypocrites, has brought COVID-19 positive members into the House to vote for her to be Speaker and vote for the rules that she needed, that's why she's such a hypocrite. She's okay with bringing these positive COVID members in, but she wants to force us all to wear masks. So if I have to wear a mask, I'll put a message on there and make sure that the message is heard and seen.
I find that to be outstanding. And since you are right there in Georgia, sad news, a real American icon passed away there in your estate today.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. We just, you know, the Atlanta Braves, he was such a legend. I mean, truly, we were just tweeting about it earlier, and everybody loved him. It's just incredible. gosh, I was trying to think about being a kid. You know, I remember being at the games and at the Atlanta Brave games, and we had, you know, Chief Nakahoma, and it was just like those kind of things were so much fun. But Hank Aaron, you know, he just was a legend. He was such a nice man and sincerely kind to everyone. So, yeah, sad day for Atlanta and Georgia.
Well, thank you so much for standing up for what's right, whether it's on the floor of the House or whether it's in these conversations. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, thanks for being along on the Todd Starnes Show. It's been my privilege.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it. You have a great weekend.
You do as well. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican from the state of Georgia. 844-747-8868 is the phone number. That's how you can reach us here on this coast-to-coast conversation on the Todd Starnes Show. I'm Jeff Stein filling in for Todd, and we'll get to your calls in the next segment. Once again, you're listening to the Todd Starnes Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Thanks for being with us on the Todd Starnes Show, Coast to Coast. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd today. Phone number is 844-747-8868. And just to let you know, the plan is to hear from you between now and the top of the hour. So if you've wanted to call in or you called in and we had to go to something else, pick up the phone and do it again, would you? 844-747-8868. We did not have the opportunity to give you the update at the top of the hour because we wanted to get to Representative Greene. And by the way, can you imagine the look on Nancy Pelosi's face when she saw Representative Greene wearing a mask that said Trump on the front? It's like, all right, you're going to require me to wear a face burqa, as it's known on this program? Fine. I'm wearing one that says Trump. Oh, that had to be priceless. Just had to be priceless. All right, if you go to toddstarnes.com, you can listen to this show live 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Heartland, noon to 3 in the East. You do the math to figure out the rest. So you can listen live on the stream, also on all number of radio stations, coast to coast. Some of the stations air it at a different time, so again, your mileage may vary. But you can also download or play the Toddcasts that are posted after each show as well. So there's always a good way to connect, and you can connect with Mr. Starnes in a variety of ways, including by going to toddstarnes.com. And you see the links there for Twitter and Facebook and all manner of things. Yesterday, Todd posted an update indicating that the second eye surgery was a success. That was yesterday, and he declares he is officially reattached to his retina, along with a cornucopia of legal narcotics washed down with a Baptist martini. And he was good enough to explain, for those of us not aware, that's a Diet Coke with lemon. Some people on the Facebook are pointing out you might try it with lime. Okay, that's to each his or her own. He says he's under doctor's orders to rest, and he is ignoring those. Well, that's my comment. He's ignoring them. He claims he's going to do his best to follow the doctor's orders. I'm not sure being on Facebook shortly after your eye surgery is following the doctor's orders, but he's doing well, and he did tell me via email that he really appreciates all these posts that you're putting on Facebook. Not only are the prayers helpful, he hears them all, and to have you post those things means an awful lot. And again, it just shows how important the connection is, and maybe more important than ever. I mentioned this during an earlier hour of the program, if you did not hear it. I've done this in one way or another. I first started 40 years ago when I was a high school kid, and the connection between people in the radio audience is just something that you cannot replicate anywhere else. Elaine posted on the Starnes Facebook page, God bless and make you well again. Enjoy this time of rest as a quiet time with Jesus that you usually don't get. Lord knows our country needs the extra prayers. Follow doctor's orders. We need you back at your best. And she puts 3 exclamation points after that, and I'd add a few more. That is just tremendous. Sammy wrote in response to Todd's post, that is great news. Is it just me, or did anyone else read this in Todd's voice? I wasn't even going to try. But it's written that way, isn't it? That's pretty good. You should look at that again. Let's see. We have one that said, so thankful the surgery went well, Mary Lou is writing. She notes that she has been there, surgery on both eyes. Extremely, in all capital letters, Todd, extremely important that you follow doctor's orders to the T. We all want you to stay well. Thank you and love your work. I know that I get an awful lot of good comments about the STARNS program from my audience here in the state of Iowa, and glad folks are contributing in this way. Betty wrote, glad for you. We are living in an incredible medical time. That is certainly the case. Then she talks about her own family situation. This is really heartwarming. This, again, is Betty's Facebook post. She writes, my 30-year-old son was finally eligible for corrective LASIK surgery for farsightedness. He wore thick Coke bottle glasses his entire life. The bullying was severe. To witness him going in and coming out in 20 minutes with perfect vision was beyond amazing. His life is a new and improved one. Again, I'm so happy for you. God is good. Dig the Baptist martini. Oh, well, blessings, Betty, to you and your family. What a, again, medical science. What an amazing, amazing thing. 844-747-8868 is the number, and we'd like to have the conversation with you in this final portion of the Todd Starnes Show, our final half hour or so. One of the things that I truly appreciate about this connection between the radio audience and individuals, we used to only get it with an occasional phone call. Maybe somebody would write a letter, and I still get that at the radio station. But the ability to make the connection via social media and email and all of these other wonderful things, that just strengthens this bond. And it is why this audience is so, so important. Like-minded people agreeing and disagreeing, having conversations. Whether you're just talking at the radio in response to something that someone is saying, me, Todd, whomever, or whether you're actually calling and being a part of it, what a wonderful thing. What a wonderful way for people to connect and find one another. And you just can't find that safely anywhere else. And that's why you should go to toddstarnes.com. And if you're worried about some of these social media outlets and how they may turn on people again because of what they say. I do have people say to me, I get emails where they say, are you afraid that you're going to say something and all of a sudden be silenced? I suppose I'm optimistic that it's not going to get that bad, but how bad is it to stay silent and not be heard? How do you look in the mirror after that? Well, that's why you should sign up for the Todd Starnes Daily email newsletter. You got to get connected in a variety of ways. It's kind of like that game where they call it whack-a-mole. You hit one, and then the next one pops up. You hit that. Well, if you're connected to Todd via the email and Twitter and Facebook and this radio program, there are a lot of different ways, and they're not going to have an easy time to knock all of them down. So go to toddstarnes.com not only to connect and contribute, but also sign up for the newsletter and also connect via the social media. All right, we've got 30 minutes left in this hour, and I need to hear from you at 844-747-8868. I'm Jeff Stein, in for Todd. Thanks for being along on this edition of the Todd Starnes Show. You're in tune with the Todd Starnes Show, coast to coast, on so many excellent radio stations, but also streaming live at toddstarnes.com. And that's how John is listening to the program from Oregon. John, thanks so much for calling Todd's show. This is Jeff Stein. How are you this Friday?
Hi, John. How's it going? I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Just living my radio dream. All right, let's talk about Biden impeachment. You heard the interview with Representative Green. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, so my thoughts are I'd like to respectfully disagree with mostly everything that was said, because I feel that her claims are just trying to get attention, and her attempt to try and bring impeachment to Congress and get it passed through is pretty much, I don't think she understands how Congress works, and that these have to be brought upon the floor by the Speaker of the House. So it's not that she can just automatically say, hey, I'm going to write this and it's going to be discussed so we can impeach him. It gets brought up for a vote. And so I don't think she clearly understands what her job is, as well as there's really no credible reason that a person could impeach Joe Biden within the first 24 hours. But aside from that, I think her whole platform of how she got elected really discredits anything that she ever says, in that not only is she a QAnon member, which that's a whole nother rabbit hole I don't even want to get down, but her comments recently, you know, were in the past about the Sandy Hook shooting, or, you know, claims of mass voter fraud, a bunch of claims that really have no evidence to support what she's saying. So I just wanted to respectfully say that I think she's full of it and has no right being in Congress.
John, thank you for the call, and thank you for the respectful conversation and discourse. I do appreciate that. Let me respond to a bit of that. There is obviously no way under the sun that Nancy Pelosi is going to let this move forward, quite obviously. And there is nothing in that first 24 hours of Joe Biden's presidency, anything new, that could lead to it, to lead to impeachable offenses. But by the same token, there wasn't 4 years ago when a different Representative Green introduced articles of impeachment against Donald Trump. There is some level, I suppose, where you could say, let's not stoop to their level, which I get. There is a level of attention getting, which I get. But at the same time, how many people have said the Republicans need to stand up against this whole swamp thing? We need to cast a broader eye on it. There's no way the movement's going to go anywhere. I do understand that, and I think she understands that too. But by the same token, if you take your eye off of it, you're therefore excusing it. I think that's the motivation behind it. Time did not allow me to say, you know, why are you wasting your time with this? But she made it pretty clear of why she thought it was necessary, because, again, if in fact there's a connection between President Biden and his son and foreign moneyed interests, and I think there's a lot of evidence to that, but, you know, that causes us some serious issues here in the country, quite obviously. The one thing I agree is it is the house of hypocrites, and the vehemence that you see displayed when Nancy Pelosi talks about Donald Trump. Just staggering. Just staggering. And that's why, again, John, I think, calling in from Oregon, could not disagree more with our guest, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. But by the same token, he was polite and was direct in the conversation. We need more of that kind of conversation, and I appreciate that you use this program. I'm just sitting here minding the store today, but I think I can say I appreciate that you use this program for positive discourse and polite conversation. 844-747-8868 is the number where you can reach us here on the Todd Starnes radio program, Coast to Coast. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd today. And it's one of these things I want to take just a very brief moment, as you're all fighting to be next on the line to talk to us. Radio programs can be done with just one person. Most of the time when I do my program, I'm the only one. There's nobody in another room. It's a pretty shallow bench. But it works much better when there's a team so that different people can work on different things. And you're just going to have to take my word for it, because I've done this in one way or another for 40 years. But the team that Todd has assembled, what a great, great effort. They make this so easy. So whether it is Grace or Claire or Avery or JP or any of the other people down there at the Mighty 990 who've pitched in today, you know, they always say you watch a duck kind of floating on the surface, but you don't see the paddling underneath. I'm just going to say we've been paddling today, boys and girls, but it has come across with their efforts so well, and I'm deeply appreciative, because I'm the one sitting here behind the microphone. I'm the one talking into the tin can for money today. And I am appreciative of the team that makes this possible. Ron is on the line from Little Rock. I'm going to take a guess that you're listening to News Radio 102.9 KARN there, Ron. Thanks for calling Todd's show. Jeff Stein here. How are you?
All right. How are you, sir?
I am better now that you're on the line. What do you want to talk about?
Okay, I want to address the last caller's situation or you know, his comment.
Yes, please. Sure.
A, it's not unconstitutional for this Georgia person, although she's probably not going to get anywhere with it. Mm-hmm. It's not unconstitutional to bring, I imagine your other caller was probably a liberal Democrat, but constitutional for her to bring it up. It's nothing against the Constitution that I've read, and I've taught the Constitution for 20 years. I don't see that, but I do see where now that Joe Biden's president, that laptop and everything and that China deal can come up and should be dealt with, which that's called treason. And in my day in the military, it's just like that guy who, that Muslim guy who shot up the people in Fort Hood. In my day, you could get a tribunal, a military tribunal, and shoot him on the spot. And I hate to be bad, and I'll say that, and I'll also say that America needs to go to. They can't. They have to do it locally. They can't do it. You're not going to get a national person elected president or anything. But I think the conservatives need to go to the Constitution Party. It fits them better. And the Republicans are, you know, they had time to get stuff done, and they had. And they turned on President Trump. So, you know.
What branch of the military, what branch of the military did you serve in, Ron?
United States Marine Corps.
Well, thank you, sir, for your service. I'm greatly appreciated. I did not serve, and I greatly appreciate your service and your call here today. With respect to what Ron said, I don't know that the other caller necessarily was a liberal Democrat, because reasonable minds may differ on some of these things, and I do appreciate that fact. But again, we need to have the conversations. No, the representative, fully within her rights to put forth the bill. That's how these things start. But we also know the procedure is that the speaker, whomever the speaker is, has the ability to control the calendar an awful lot. There's something else about impeachment, and I want to pivot just one moment on this. We've been talking about impeachment of President Biden in this hour. Well, there's going to be a trial, supposedly, in the U.S. Senate of, at the very least, dubious constitutionality. And apparently the House can't be bothered to meet next week, but they're going to deliver the articles of impeachment, and then this whole circus goes along. I want to play for you right now, before we go to the break and then get your response afterwards, I want to play for you the comments of United States Senator Joni Ernst. She was just reelected, just beginning her second term from the state of Iowa. She is a retired lieutenant colonel in the National Guard as well, and here's what she told me on my radio program in Iowa yesterday about the Trump impeachment coming up.
The impeachment trial, yes, I have great concern with that. There were many actions that the House Democrats could have taken. They didn't. They chose to take the impeachment route, fully knowing that the president was on his way out anyway. Impeachment trials are to remove presidents from office if convicted. This president is now, President Trump is already a private citizen residing in the state of Florida. I don't believe that it is constitutional for us to convict a private citizen. This has turned into a tool of vengeance, not the actual tool that was intended by our forefathers. So I hope we don't see a conviction there. I do believe it's unconstitutional. I don't know that that President Trump exhibited good leadership on January 6th. I think he should have encouraged people much, much sooner to remain calm. But that being what it is, I don't believe that this impeachment is constitutional.
U.S. Senator Joni Ernst of the state of Iowa, combat veteran in her own right, comments she made to me yesterday on this topic. And again, the Democrats have made it very clear. This is about punishment. Nothing else. This is about punishing someone. And the speaker can say, well, if we don't do this, then any president can do whatever they want in their last month in office. No, not at all. they have made it very clear that they want to have a second vote to try to bar him from holding public office again. Unbelievable that any Republicans would sign on to that. We need to remember who does when that time comes. 844-747-8868 is the number. We've got a few more minutes. Why don't you call in and end the week with good conversation right here. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd. Thanks for being along. This is the Todd Starn Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
This is the Todd Starn Show on your radio, on stations all across this great nation, and also streaming live and with podcasts, which of course are cleverly called Toddcasts, and you get those at toddstarns.com. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd. His eye surgery was successful yesterday. Now, if he can just stop using email and Twitter and whatever other things he's not supposed to be doing so he can recover fully and be back with you as soon as possible. Well, you tell him that. We've tried. We'll have to shame him into it. I don't know. If you have time to give us a quick call before the top of the hour, we'll sure take it. I'd love to hear from you at 844-747-8868. You got to go to toddstarns.com. That's where you can sign up for the newsletter, connect on social media. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in from News Talk 1540 KXEL in Iowa. This is the home for the Todd Starn Show in my state. You can follow me on Twitter at Iowa Politics. That's IOWA Politics. My radio station is KXEL.com. That's where I do a two-hour program of interviews in the morning. Happy to have you listen via the stream if you're not in the area. I also do a daily program called Iowa Almanac, and you can listen to those stories at IowaAlmanac.com. I had an individual post on the Starnes Facebook page last night. Chris posted sending prayers to Todd and noting that he had family in Iowa Falls, so he might well be the only Memphian who has long been familiar with my radio station. And I know he's familiar because he repeated in text form our old legal ID that we played every hour on the hour. He even had it with the dots in the right places for emphasis. So thank you, Chris, for listening to the program and for mentioning the Iowa connection. You know, I am somebody who is, I've done this, I started doing this, 40 years ago when I was a high school kid. And I got to tell you, it is absolutely a thrill to be able to have this conversation on a national basis, to be able to talk to folks and have a reaction, whether you agree or disagree. Now, apparently Jim from Little Rock is angry about something I said. And so I'm very happy to follow up with that. Jim, you on the line?
I am, Jeff.
Okay, what did I say? Tell me what I said, because I'm not reading it all here in the email, and that's my fault. So help me out here. Where did I go wrong?
Well, first of all, I'm not angry.
Okay.
I think it's important. I called initially because I wanted to hear some more about the class action suit that Toby talked about quite a bit earlier in the program, and I was hoping you could talk about that. But let me add to that question. The matter of words mean things. And okay, we can talk about vengeance. We can talk about President Biden. We need to be more careful what we say. He is not. We had a fraudulent election.
And, yes.
And what they're doing in the House of Representatives right now is as much about intimidation as it is about any vengeance. These folks are working on us the way they worked on General Flynn, and they took down the President of the United States, and now they're sending these powerful messages that don't mess with us. We need to quit talking about them as legitimate rulers in our country. They are not. They're criminals. And God bless Mrs. Green It's a wonderful idea, but it's kind of a pipe dream, because if Rudy Giuliani and the team, Mrs. Powell and the team that President Trump had assembled, couldn't prevail with the sloppy election fraud that we had, how on earth do we think that she is going to prevail in the House of Representatives with Nancy Pelosi as the House Majority Speaker? I mean, come
no,
on,
right.
guys.
You're right, Jim, but here's the only thing I would say, and I don't think you and I are far off on this. I don't think we're far apart on this. If you can get somebody in their first weeks of Congress to wear a Trump mask on the House floor and say, I'm filing articles of impeachment, and I don't care what you think, I like that spirit. You're right, it's not going to go anywhere, and I respect that she did that. The idea of the class action lawsuit, here's my only problem, and that I'll speak to it, and again, thank you for calling back so that we could talk about what Toby mentioned at the end of the last hour for those who were with us. Look, if you file a lawsuit, it has to have some meritorious claims. Okay, I clearly think that this election was stolen. There are too many things that are odd and strange and criminal to be coincidental. So I'm fine with that. I totally am on board with that. But how many suits were filed? Right on up to a direct suit to the U.S. Supreme Court, the only court with jurisdiction on that issue, the Texas lawsuit. They wouldn't hear it. And they wouldn't hear it because it was Donald Trump. This is wrong in every respect. We have to continue calling them out. Look, I call him President Biden because he took the oath. I don't think he won it fairly. I hope that can be proven. But here's my final thought and my biggest fear on it. By connecting the Trump name to it, you may be simply cementing the fact that nobody's going to pay attention to election irregularities, and they're going to keep stealing elections. That's why we have to focus on how to have clean elections going forward so it doesn't happen again. I don't know how you get Donald Trump back into office unless he runs again. But I can tell you one thing, you've got to all stay vigilant just like you are and have the passion that you've shown here today, even when there's not full agreement. Bless you all. I appreciate it greatly. As I said a moment ago, what a great thrill for a kid from Iowa to talk on the radio coast to coast. Todd, thank you and your team for letting me do it. I'm Jeff Stein. Again, blessings to you all, and thanks for listening to the Todd Starnes Show.